This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We have on the phone our next guest with us. We've got Jenna Lee, who is an artist. Welcome to the show, Jenna. Hello,
Thank
Jenna.
Thank you so much for having me.
No That's problem.
It's our pleasure. Hey, before you start doing anything else, your heritage is awesome. I've never known anyone that's got so many. Tell our listeners what your heritage is.
Yeah, absolutely. So on my father's side, I'm quite the mix of Aboriginal and Asian. So Kadijati, which is Broom, traditional owners of Broom, Larrakia, who are Darwin mob, and then Waterman, who are just south of Darwin. And on that side, I also have quite a tapestry of Asian heritage. So Filipino, Japanese and Chinese, and that's kind of all to do with the Australian pearling industry, which kind of boomed and busted a little while ago. And then on my mother's side, I'm Anglo-Australian.
Wow. You're like, we were saying that if it was a United Nations, you could march in every country's, under every country's flags in this part of the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a much more common kind of mix in the north of Australia. You know, there was such that presence of especially Japanese and Chinese pearl divers who, of course, were falling in love and marrying local Aboriginal people as well. So it's quite common up north, but less so down
here.
Okay. Now, Jenna, before we talk about the actual exhibition that you're having at the moment, just a little background on you. Now, how did you get started in the arts, and where did your love for that come about from?
I've always been artistic, and, you know, the classic, like, art was my favourite subject at school, but my mum was really a huge part of that, and my dad kept me really strong and connected with culture, but my mum also really encouraged creativity from a really young age. So I was really fortunate that we were in a position where she was a stay-at-home mum, and so spent a lot of time making and crafting. And then I actually have spent the last probably 10 years as a graphic designer, so I've been kind of creative for a while now.
Right.
Graphic designer, that's our second guest with graphic design. This seems to be a very popular sort of background. And so were you trained in it, or is there a particular medium that you sort of, you know, normally sort of work in, or that you prefer to work?
Yeah, I mean, I did my formal training as a graphic designer. I haven't done art, you know, university, but I work with paper mostly, and I sculpt, I guess, and weave with paper, and I use colonial books that talk about Aboriginal and Asian people, but never actually including them in the creating of the story, so rather talked about us instead of with us kind of books. But I'm actually also a book designer, so it's kind of all very book and paper focused, and I do works on paper, but definitely work with paper sculpturally, I would say.
Right. Okay. And tell us, you're obviously following your father's side a little bit, and being involved in this exhibition and awards that you're part of. You're a finalist. You said he never let you forget what your heritage is. And did you enjoy that side of it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's one of those experiences as a mixed race person. You kind of grow up not knowing where the different traditions come from. You just grow up knowing that this is your life, and then it's the classic, you go to school and you realize not all of your friends, you know, live like that at home, and it's all a part of just keeping us really connected to our various cultures. Also growing up off country, so a lot of my family still live in Darwin on Larrakia country. I spent most of my life in southeast Queensland. So making sure that we were connected, and we went back, you know, all the time to make sure that we knew where we were from and who our family was. But it's I think, one of those things that I wouldn't necessarily be able to sit down and say, oh, this tradition came from my Chinese heritage, this one. It's just all a part of who our family is now.
Yeah.
But we were always really aware of who we were and where we came from.
Right, fantastic. So tell us about the First Nations Art Awards that you're a finalist in.
Yeah, so this one is the KWM First Nations Art Award, and it's a really new award, which is really exciting. And the reason I love awards like this, you know, more so than, you know, the prospect of winning, is actually the fact that it brings together First Nations artists from all over Australia, and you get to see there's really quite a huge diversity in our art making. And I think when you say Aboriginal art, a lot of people have an image that pops into their head,
yeah,
and that image is stunning and beautiful, but there is so much diversity and intricacy to First Nations, yeah, art, that awards like this put them all in one room.
Yeah, well, like what you do, you know, like yours isn't the conventional First Nations art, is it?
No, absolutely. And I think to make art that was authentic to me and my family, I had to really reflect a lot on my mum, who I have my Anglo-Australian heritage from, is the one who taught me how to do paper mache and, you know, paper pulping and make recycled paper. So there's this tapestry, and essentially what I kind of came out with was artwork that I felt like only I could make.
Yeah. And you know, like you said, it's not winning, but it must be really exciting to be part of something like this. And as you said, it's fairly new as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you look at the list of artists who are in it, and yeah, a lot of them I grew up studying or like at school, or, you know, there's Judy Watson is in the award, who is someone that I've looked up to for years and years, and who's just so prolific. So to have my work in the same room as artists like her is pretty special. And I think having an award that is open to very established and emerging artists is, again, just putting us all in a space together, and the work can have conversations as well.
Yeah. And just explain to people, what is KWM?
They're actually a law firm who have, you know, instigated this award, which is really amazing to see, because, yep, you know, it's often you do have the corporate sector really wanting to invest in this space as well, through commissions and through awards. So it's not who I was expecting to be holding the award, but yeah, KWM are a law firm.
Right. Okay. Which is fantastic. As you said, it's really, and the fact is the money's got to come from somewhere, and it's good that they're putting money into awards like this. I think it's fantastic. And there is an exhibition. Where's that on?
It's on at 45 Downstairs, which is in Flinders Lane, yep, in, I believe, in Melbourne.
Yep.
And we're actually installing, I think, tomorrow.
Right.
So it will be installed tomorrow and then open
on the 6th, on the 6th, 6th of July. Mm-hmm. Well, 45 Downstairs is one of the most prestigious galleries here in Melbourne. So, you know, like you're rubbing shoulders with pretty impressive people from the past.
Mm, yeah, and it's funny, I moved to Melbourne 2 weeks before the Stage 4 lockdown last year, so I still haven't explored too much.
All
so
right.
It's really exciting to be going to these spaces,
yeah,
for the first time, and also having work in them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And how are you finding Melbourne, apart from it being freezing cold today?
Yeah, lovely. I've moved from Brisbane, so the cold is a shock, but I'm really loving it. And I think, you know, if there was one way to feel a part of the community, it's to go through lockdown together. So it was, yeah, it's much, much more fun now that we're slowly opening back up.
Right, yeah, oh, absolutely. And also Melbourne being such a big art city as well. Mm. Yeah. And so,
yeah,
so Jenna, can we follow you on the socials?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on Instagram, which is jenna.mlee. And I'm also represented by Mars Gallery, who are in Windsor, and they have a profile of me, and they keep track of my available works, which is great.
Oh, so you're well connected then.
Oh, it's been lovely to move to Melbourne and be embraced by
fantastic
the art scene here.
Well, yeah. All the best for the awards. You know, like, even though you said, you know, like, yeah, you're a winner anyway because you're just part of it, but I wish you all the best with it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm looking forward to there being a physical show and a physical event, which will be really nice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's on at 45 Downstairs from the 6th of July to the 29th. So it's for quite a few weeks. So, but don't miss it, people. Make sure you get in early and see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Jenna Lee here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.